About 250 members of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO rallied in La Crosse Tuesday against the so-called Kentucky River cases. The issue involves whether a nurse or other skilled worker who directs another worker using independent judgment qualifies as a supervisor. Since the 1930s, a supervisor has been defined as someone with the right to hire and fire. Wisconsin AFL-CIO President David Newby says it could stop 8 million people in the United States from being part of a union.
We are going to fight it in the courts, we are going to fight it politically, and we're going to win. You know, workers started organizing before we were protected by the law, and we are going to continue to organize no matter what they do to the law, because we have to, and because workers need unions in order to have the kinds of protections, in order to have the wages and benefits they need to support their families.
The rally featured National AFL-CIO President John Sweeney, who says the case is another indication of how anti-worker the Bush administration is.
We cite all of the different examples of attacks on workers. We saw with Homeland Security by the exemption from collective bargaining of hundreds of thousands of federal workers was an indication of how this administration does everything they can to hurt organized workers.
Unions are also concerned the National Labor Relations Board has refused to hear oral arguments. The cases have been pending before the NLRB since 2002. John Davis, Wisconsin Public Radio.